Case, please.
Case number 9974, Jacqueline Rams Martin, Richard J. Loy, and Grace M. Loy, east of Ridge Court, being lot 100 within Oakcrest Farms Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Whoever's going to testify, come on. State your full name for the record, please.
Jacqueline Martin.
Mailing address?
2267 Southern Pines Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 199.
Yeah. Your name and address?
Catherine Potts, 104 Ocean Drive, Delaware.
Both put your hands on the Bible, please. Do you affirm or swear that the testimony you're about to give this evening shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening. I'm Daniel Myers here on behalf of Jacqueline Rams Martin and Richard and Grace Loy. And this is a request for a side yard setback. It's actually, the application says southeast corner, but it's actually the northeast corner. I looked at the publication. That was all just said side yard setback, but it's actually the northeast corner of the property. This house was a new construction in June of 2003. The applicant didn't build it. She bought it from a developer already constructed. At the time the house was constructed, the developer obtained a survey of the property to ascertain the side yard setbacks. And based on that, there wasn't any violations and a certificate of occupancy was issued. Subsequently, this year, the house was being sold and a new survey was obtained, and that survey showed a side yard setback violation of 0.7 feet on the southeast corner of the property. If you look at the surveys, there's a lot of differences. The original survey had on the easterly side a 10-yard setback and 10.4 feet from the westerly corner. The new survey is 10.9, or a 5.5-foot difference. And there's also a 1-foot difference in the rear yard setback. Unfortunately, the surveyor who did the original survey has passed, so we can't go back to him and try to figure out what the differences are. And we're here to clean it up. This is a stick-built house on a permanent foundation, so it can't easily be moved without major construction. And I have Catherine Potts here, if you would state your name.
Kathy Potts.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a realtor in Sussex County.
How long have you been a realtor?
9 years.
And as a realtor, are you familiar with the property values in this area?
Yes, I am.
Would this side yard setback adversely affect?
No, it would not.
And then, would you state your name?
Jacqueline Rams Martin.
And have you listened to everything I've explained to the council?
I did.
If I asked you to testify as to those facts, would you testify the same way I did?
I would.
Okay. Well, we had asked that the variance be granted. The difficulties facing the owner of moving a stick-built house, even though it's only 0.7 feet, that is extremely difficult. You've heard testimony that it wouldn't adversely affect the community. And you've also heard that this wasn't created by the owner. It was a house was already built when she purchased.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Do we have any correspondence?
No.
Okay.
Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9974, as I don't believe it would alter essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9974. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Case